Yeah, we've got enough. Let's go.
See the emails.
We got seven.
Yep.
Roll call, Sal?
Tim's on his way. Just go through.
Just
say who's present.
Okay, because it says yes.
No. Just say who's present so it's on the record.
Okay. Councilman Tackett? Councilman Kilpatrick? Councilman Powers? Councilman Bell? Councilman Cartier? let's see, Councilman
Weiner.
Councilwoman Diller. And my aide, Anthony.
Yep.
And I am president of council, Karen Hartley-Dangle.
Yes, and just for the record, in case anyone listened to this, you may want to start off by saying this is the Newcastle County Council Executive Committee meeting of Tuesday, November 15th, the time is. So you can just read it right from your agenda. So
okay.
People listening to it will know what it is.
You got two more.
And now Sheldon and Collins came in.
This is Newcastle County Council Executive Committee meeting Tuesday, November 15th, 2016 at 4 p.m. And Councilman Sheldon has joined us.
And Councilman Hollins.
Approval of the minutes. Are there any corrections or amendments to the minutes of the meeting October 25th, 2016?
So moved.
Second.
Amendment. Hearing none, is there a motion for approval of the minutes second, which we got? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, well, we're moving right along.
And you're going to say opposed?
Oh, ask if there's opposed.
Robert's rules.
Robert's rules. You want to say?
Are there any opposed? Anthony? No, we've got to get this better.
Yeah.
We're here
now.
Okay.
Don't worry.
Because I have just assumed office and have not been briefed on the union contracts and the agenda for the union contracts, I am not introducing resolutions 16197 and 16200 at this time. I will use all due diligence to bring myself up to date and provide my full attention to these matters. I also have been advised by the clerk and council that we have time left to consider pay plan legislation with my name on it as sponsor. I therefore will move to table ordinances 16112 and 16113. I hope that you will support my wish to have some time to review these items before consideration on November 29th. Okay.
Second.
Excuse me.
You need a motion.
I'll need a motion.
This is for
I understand what you're saying. I would just ask that you give a little thought between now and the council meeting as to not to the tabling of the active legislation, but as to the introduction. My concern is the 14-day break puts us 14 days behind, and then we only have one meeting in December. So we do get to discuss it at the next meeting, and you have issues where you can table it if it hasn't been introduced. So then it gets introduced. Then it's going to push us out into the new year because we don't have a second meeting in December. I mean, introducing doesn't tie you to anything. All it is, it takes that 14-day window that we have to have for the introduction. And if you're not comfortable with it, tabling it's not is not an issue. So I just asked that between then, I understand the legislation that you have coming up for a vote. I definitely understand your apprehension and desire to look closer. But the introduction is merely filling that 14-day window. So I would just ask that you take another look at that. That's all.
Thank you, Councilman Smiley. And point taken. Yes.
Thank you.
Just point
of information also, you may want to note Councilman Hollins has joined us for the record.
She did.
And then the point I wanted to make in additional statement to what Councilman Smiley said, in my 20 years, I've never failed to sponsor legislation in my district, rezoning legislation. If I didn't, then the council president would be obligated by law. But as my constituents clearly understand, my sponsorship does not mean my support. Everyone understands that. In fact, you are the floor manager of anything under your sponsorship. It does not send a message that you're in favor of something. It simply says, I'm going to manage this, and I'm not giving up my right as the president of county council to do that.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mr. Bell?
Yes, Madam Chair. And I hope that everyone will take this constructively because
You know, when I first came in 2004, I had my training wheels on for quite a while, and I learned from the best. I learned from folks that have been here for years and really helped to mentor and educate, as Tim said last night, the class of 2004. And we've been around for a little while. Just as a suggestion, and when you take a look at something like a collective bargaining agreement, and you look at, let's say, 197 with the FOP, there's been months of negotiations, months of concessions made, and they get to the point where they have an agreement. And I guess just from a personal perspective of looking at this, is I think they earned the vote of confidence in what has been accomplished with their negotiations and entering into their agreement. And I think by delaying it, may very well send the wrong message to, you know, to our various collective bargaining units. And I understand just coming aboard, but you're elected now. You're here. And you're a member of this council. And I think it would behoove maybe a little consideration towards the fact that they've worked so hard to where they are, to get these agreements in place to be voted for.
Thank you, Mr. Bell. Mr.
Strait?
Y'all
going to
delay
what?
Let's go ahead.
Oh.
Mr. Street?
Yes, she did.
I'm just trying to bring what y'all want to do.
He's present, too.
Okay. Mr. Street's here. Okay. RT 16197 will not be introduced at tonight's council meeting. RT 16199 to amend the class specification for legislative aid to council to delete obsolete references and to update job requirements, introduced by Mr. Smiley. I'm deferring to Councilman Smiley.
Yeah, this is the last one that I'm working on. I worked on it with the attorney and basically what we're doing, we're removing, as we did before, the obscure issues in here, like the typing and things like that that they don't do. And just basically bringing it up to date. For instance, operates duplicating devices. Bottom line is, it prepares printed material for distribution. Receives and processes mail and other communications. Other communications weren't there. Also deletes answers in person, inquiries directing visitors to appropriate individuals, or providing information if required. Yep, that's not everyday function. And as we all know, at the end of the day, it's also duties as assigned. So it's just trying to clean it up. And again, it's the last one that I'm working on.
Okay, anyone else?
And Councilman Smiley, I'd like to co-respond to it, if you don't mind.
Okay. R16200 will not be introduced at tonight's council meeting. 16112 to amend the pay plans and rates of pay for classified service professional and classified service managers and administrators represented by the Delaware Public Employees Council 81, ASME, AFL-CIO, Affiliate Local 3109, and adopt the class specification for the position of Property Assessment Services Administrator. I will move to table this ordinance at tonight's council meeting. 16113 to amend the pay plans and rates of pay for classified service employees represented by the Delaware Public Employees Council 81, ASME, AFL-CIO, Affiliate Local 1607, and adopt the class specification for the position of Certified Permit Process Technician. I will move to table this ordinance at tonight's council meeting. Personnel decision votes, Deputy Clerk. Discussion?
Yes.
What's that?
I was going to...
I don't think there's a basis.
Do you want to go into executive session?
Yeah, it depends if they want to go into executive session.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's what we'd like, I think, to do, to go, since we're going to talk about personnel decisions, the interviews and so forth, and the people that were involved, we would have to go, I vote to go into executive session.
Based upon personnel.
Yes, I thought I said that.
This is another percent.
And we have a second. I now move to go into executive session to discuss job applicant applications, specifically for the position of deputy clerk of council, pursuant to the state law authority to meet in executive session to discuss an individual's qualifications and to hold a job interviews, and tangibly state law authority to discuss the names and competency of applicant employees. Let's see, a vote and second?
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Second?
All in favor.
Before we go into executive session, I ask that everyone accept.
We have to vote.
You have to vote on going into executive session, so ask if everybody's in favor.
Is everyone in favor?
Yes.
Aye. And then all opposed?
Opposed? Okay.
Who we want to stay is.
We want to stay Betsy and Carol.
Years on me to go in the voting booth to discuss my qualifications.
And then we continue here?
And then we go into executive session now, and then we come out and start.
Okay.
Hold on, let me get this off first.
Oh, I didn't know he was coming back here.
Legislative aid, discussion and vote.
No, I have to make a motion.
You do?
Yes, I do. Yeah, after careful consideration and discussion, I like to make a motion.
Okay, if something has to be said first.
About coming out, yeah.
No votes were taken. Councilman Hollins will motion to make hire?
No.
No.
No?
You don't tell who can make the motion. You just say no votes were taken in executive session.
No votes were taken in executive session.
Someone's got to make the motion.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, after careful consideration and discussion, I'd like to make a motion that Nellie Hill is the selection for the deputy clerk position.
Second.
Okay, I was going to say that after. As far as I know, it's pay grade 24 and step 11. Or 10. Step 10.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded.
Councilman Hollins?
On the discussion, I know that there were certain things that were not appropriate to discuss in executive session. And Councilman Tackett had posed a question regarding the process. And I was asked to be a part of the process pretty much at the 11th hour because it wasn't something that we were all planning. And at that time, we actually considered having someone from HR be a part of the team that did the interviewing to make certain that there was an outsider so that it would allay some of the concerns that some of the aides had that perhaps we had already made a decision. But I couldn't have made a decision because it was pretty much the 11th hour when I was asked to be a part of this. But we were also advised legally that it may not be a good idea to have someone from the administration being part of this process. As a matter of fact, I had heard through the grapevine there was going to be perhaps three or four aides that were interested in the position. And quite frankly, I was surprised when there were only two. But for me, there was nothing that I was doing or thinking to help me to make some determination because, quite honestly, I didn't know who was going to be put an application in or any of those kinds of things. It just ended up being a very, very tough decision for anyone involved to make, but at the same time, in 32 years at DuPont, usually what happens, if someone gets promoted, there's always someone else who felt that they should have gotten a job. So that also makes it very difficult. I think everybody recognized that, and that's just human nature. We can't fix that in what we were trying to do here today, last week or whenever we did it.
Councilwoman Diller?
I would say, and this addresses the process issue, I come from a system where if you agree to be an interim, you are not allowed to apply for the job. And so the next time we have a vacancy, I will make a motion that whoever agrees to be the interim person cannot be the applicant for the position. Because that puts people in a position of, one, doing the interim position so that they can do it well, understanding they step back when it's done. And then it leaves open the process for someone, you know, for anyone else to come forward to apply.
Councilman Bell?
Thank you, Madam Chair.
And then Councilwoman Kilpatrick.
And I understand what Councilwoman Diller is saying from, you know, a private sector type situation. Historically, and I'm just giving you my knowledge of county government, historically, when a position is vacated a lot of times, the county will actually green card a current employee into the position on a temporary basis to serve as an acting, and that person is not limited to being able to apply for the job. That's sort of been a common practice within the county government. I don't know what the state or anybody else does, but they actually will take someone that they feel is qualified, that is recommended qualified to serve in a temporary position, and green card them up 5% in that position until the thing posted, selected, and awarded.
Thank you, Councilman. Councilwoman Kilpatrick.
Thank you. Understanding that there are many qualified people that we have working in this office, that was kind of the premise when Tim and I worked to change the job description of the deputy clerk so that we would have that job divided up, and it divided down pretty well into three different categories, so that we would have aides that would be senior aides, and then we would have the ability to hire three of them for a dual job. And obviously we didn't get anywhere with that, and as time began to drag on, and we needed to get this process taken care of, the decision was made that we would hire internally promotion. I mean, that was discussed. It would be an internal promotion, just as they do on the executive side when they're looking for a promotion within a certain department. But the idea that there are many qualified people that deserve some sort of promotion here, and I have the ability to go into those promoted jobs, was not lost on us, because we tried very hard to come up with something that we felt would have been equitable and give more people a chance to step up.
Thank you. Councilman Hollins?
Yeah, I'm sorry, but we're sort of going back to a debate we had before. But my reservation with regard to having three aides move into the deputy clerk's position is that the deputy clerk, as the other positions that are staff positions, work for all 13 members of council. So if you have three aides that are filling that position, all three of those aides would also be working for a specific member of the county council. So those three members of the county council then has greater influence of those three aides than the other 10 county council members. So in order to maintain the integrity of that position of serving all of council, then you put someone in that position. Now there's a way, I guess, to get to this ladder that we talk about, but you have to do it in a fashion that's really tailored for this office and what happens here. So this is not a major firm where there is all these different positions and opportunities. I think that's why we said, okay, even though it was only one position created here with someone retiring, that this would be an opportunity for a staff person to move into it, because we all felt that we had qualified people here already that could move into that position. But to make the fact that someone retired and then to redo the whole organization, to me, just really takes a lot more thought to go into that than to say, okay, now someone retired, and here's what we're going to do. We're going to start all over and rebuild the whole structure of the staff of county council. So I just think that we had to put more input into that. And at the same time, we had to move forward to fill in that position.
And so we have.
Thank you.
Right, let's move.
Council, one more. Councilman Street?
Well, you know, Paul used to hate it, but
only thing I can relate to is my own experience of work. And I don't know how Betsy felt, but if one of my supervisors, be it in youth service or be it in early childhood, they resign or whatever tonight, oh, I'm going to appoint somebody tonight because I'm not doing their job in mine too, and somebody's got to be in charge. And so to have that position vacant, I think would have been an undue burden on the clerk. And the other is a harsh reality is a harsh reality. If I put somebody in that position acting, then my recommendation to my board is that's who I'm going to recommend. Now, folks can qualify, we can go through the process, but I had it in my head, that's what I was going to do from the beginning because that's who I saw as the most appropriate person at the time. I don't see how this operation gets to be any different. And second, the person supervising, deference should be given, if it's a tiebreaker, deference should be given to the person that has the most responsibility for working with.
Thank you, Councilman. Councilwoman Diller?
The seven last words of any organization. We've never done it that way before.
Thank you. Anyone else? Okay, it has been moved and seconded that Nellie Hill be approved as the Deputy Clerk of Newcastle County. Council? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ms. Diller?
Thank you.
Motion approved?
I'm going to apply and that will just cut through everybody.
You'd get paid more.
Because, well, I saw you, every time you talked about how they
next,
qualify,
the legislative aid to the president. I would like to present my selection as Kate Maxwell, and I'd also like her to come in at level four. Discussion? Councilman Smiley?
I'll just say that we've been down this road, and this council established a hiring grade of step two. Because we had people all over the place, and that's what we established, and that's for anybody coming in the door. So you can make your motion. I'm just saying, I'm looking at nobody saying anything. That's what this council agreed to after a lot of discussion several years ago.
So. I just have one comment about that. The duties of the president of council were changed, and they are a little bit higher now at this point. Also, there's only one president or lead for president of council, which would be different than the other legislative aides. So I'm still asking that she come in at a level four. Councilman.
Okay, question. What have we traditionally hired the council president aid at?
Step two.
Step two to hire aides.
Okay, Councilman
Collins.
We, as Councilman Smiley has mentioned, I think other council members realize this. We did have a major discussion around this issue a few years ago because we realized that some aides were starting at one, some were starting at two. That was inherently unfair. And so we agreed as council that all of the aides starting would start at a step two. And that still applies. Now, if you want to make it a step four, then you need to get six votes to do that. But it still makes it inherently unfair to the rest of the staff. And therefore, I could not support that unless we were going to do something for all of the aides. And so to say that now that your aide is going to break the ceiling, to me, is just not something I could support.
Okay, anyone else? Councilwoman Diller?
I'd like to refer to Betsy. Was there not, at one point, because I think it occurred before Anthony came in, that aide was at a slightly higher step than the...
There were pay grades.
The
two pay grades higher.
Okay.
It's higher pay grades of 24.
That's all.
Okay.
Right. They're 24. They make 10 grand more than any other aide staff
okay.
now.
Okay.
That's the agreement we have.
Okay.
And that's why they're making, and I agree, I would vote no. Sorry.
And I just, if I can,
yes, Councilman Smiley.
Going to go back a couple of weeks or whatever to this very room when we removed items from the aide to council president that went back to Karen Peterson's time, and that's the only time those duties were performed by that aide. They've not been performed since.
And there was a council member who suggested that if there's going to be doing less work and less duties, then the pay should be lessened. No one has moved to do that. That job still has the highest pay. But I will support you hiring who you want. I think that is your privilege. You've got the work on it. But I'm not going to support anything above a level four. I mean, a level two.
Sorry, I did that.
I'm trying to get me to a level four.
But a normal aide comes in at pay grade 22, step two.
Right.
President's aide comes in at 24, step two.
Yep.
Right.
So it's built into the system that they are automatically, the president's aide is automatically making more than a general aide.
Okay.
Yep.
So going from the two to the four gives it another bump, right?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead.
Thank you, members. Well, I mean, obviously it's going to come down to these votes here and where you're going to get six degree with you or not, like Penn said, but what, I don't remember. Didn't we bring Anthony in higher than a two? What did we bring?
No. No wishes, because he's...
He is here.
Yeah.
We could ask him.
I thought we brought him in higher.
No.
He came in at a one.
But that was Council President Bullock's choice.
Yeah.
Okay, then I will revise and ask that Kate Maxwell be brought in as my aide to the president.
At step 24, level two.
Step 24, level two?
Mm-hmm.
Grade 24.
Second.
Okay, second.
Yes.
Okay. Call Anthony.
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion approved. Was there a sigh of relief over there?
Humor's help.
I move to extend an offer to Kate Maxwell for the position of legislative aide to the president at grade 24, step two, which she did a second. Okay, we just did all that. I also move that hours be from...
Sorry.
That Kate Maxwell's hours be from 7:45 to 3:45. Is there a second?
Second.
Sure.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion approved.
We did it.
Okay, legislative aide, Councilwoman Kilpatrick.
Thank you.
This is where we pay back.
So, now that y'all took away my aide. Promoted my aide.
Here she is.
I now need somebody new.
I make a motion Councilman Smiley become her legislative aide.
Okay, what grade are we starting at?
Anything to work for you.
22-2.
I am going to request that Anthony DeFury move over to become my legislative aide. He went from a 24-4 and he will be at a 22-6.
So it's a lateral.
Yeah.
Second.
Exactly the same.
Okay. How come
he's
got a two?
Because he's been there. Oh my God, I don't want to sit next to him.
We're
going to
put
out
a form of motion. Let's do it.
It's in.
Call for the vote. All in favor?
All
against? All opposed?
Any opposed?
We're good.
Motion approved.
Right. Okay, office moving day will be tomorrow.
Oh, jeez. I think tonight.
A lot smaller office. You're going to have to have a yard sale.
Other public comments? Does anyone from the public wish to address council?
Yeah.
Hearing none. Motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
George
Mr. Opposed?
And George Mr.
Yeah,
George.
Okay.